This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Mourners converged in Minneapolis, Minnesota Thursday to memorialize George Floyd, whose death at the hands of a police officer has sparked international protest on racial justice. Meanwhile, three officers charged with being complicit in Floyd's death made their first court appearance. The Reverend L. Sharpton says Floyd's death is part of a 400-year pattern for blacks in the United States. As the service was underway, a hearing was held for three now former officers charged with aiding and abetting former officer Derek Chauvin, who's charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's death. The three are each being held under $750,000 bond. There was a much lower law enforcement profile in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as thousands of people marched from the White House to the Lincoln Memorial to protest the death of George Floyd at police hands in Minnesota. Police had cleared the largely empty streets of cars just ahead of the demonstrators' path. As they walked, they passed a few small clusters of Drug Enforcement Agency agents. The troops in a camouflage who are guarding the memorial withdrew inside as the people arrived for a rally that featured 8 minutes, 46 seconds of silence in Floyd's memory. Only a few uniformed police were present at the steps. The U.S. Senate is at an impasse over a widely backed bill to designate lynching as a federal hate crime, and tempers boiled over Thursday in an emotional debate cast against the backdrop of widespread protest over police treatment of African Americans. Raw feelings were evident as Senator Rand Paul, who was single-handedly holding up the bill, sought changes as a condition of allowing it to pass. But the Senate's two black Democrats, Cory Booker and New Jersey and Kamala Harris of California, protested. This is VOA News. A state investigator now alleges that the white man accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery was heard saying a racist slur as he stood over the black man moments after hitting him with three shots from a pump-action shotgun. During a probable cause hearing, the investigator said Arbery was repeatedly boxed in by two pickup trucks as he desperately tried to escape. Special Agent Richard Dial says Travis McMichael then shot him in the chest, the hand, and the chest again during a struggle. The evidence challenges claims of self-defense during a citizen's arrest attempt and could factor into a federal hate crime investigation. A judge ruled there is enough evidence against the three defendants charged in the case to proceed to trial. More than 391,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. That figure is more than 108,000 in the United States. There are more than 6.6 million confirmed infections worldwide and more than 1.8 million in the U.S. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the thousands of people protesting the death of George Floyd have a civic duty to be tested for the virus. Cuomo is concerned that people packing in tightly for demonstrations could lead to more COVID-19 cases. He was particularly concerned about nightly mass demonstrations in New York City, which is poised to relax some economic restrictions. Fewer people in the state are being hospitalized for COVID-19, and the reported daily death toll was 52 on Wednesday, compared to almost 800 at the peak of the outbreak. The Global Vaccine Summit, hosted virtually by Britain Thursday, raised $8.8 billion for routine vaccinations in some of the world's poorest countries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the figure at the end of a 3.5-hour online session, bringing together multiple world leaders amidst the current COVID-19 pandemic. Representatives of more than 50 countries, including 35 heads of state or government, participated to raise funds for the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, a public-private global health partnership. China reported 5 new COVID-19 cases and 3 new asymptomatic infections for June 4th. The National Health Commission said Friday that all 5 of the new cases were imported, involving travelers from overseas. For June 3rd, China had reported 1 confirmed case and 4 asymptomatic cases. China does not count asymptomatic cases. These are people who test positive for the coronavirus, but they don't exhibit COVID-19 symptoms as confirmed infections. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.